podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall.
Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Let's go. here, you don't want to know the truth, cause I'll never your spin and send it right back to you. You pretend to understand, but what you stand for is a lie. You just want to tear the smart up, how about to suffer and die? The world is full of hypocrites and people lie. They just want to border lines of innocence and victimize. Buckle up, it's gonna be a wild ride. I got an agenda to leave you all scared and traumatized. You're not ready for what I'm sending up on, but say enough is enough, but clearly we're out of touch. Not enough to pay bills, just enough to pay rent. If you wanna go and get it, they're always watching the skies. They just wanna watch you work until the day that you die. Fuck that, I'm not a cog in the system. You wanna kill me, but killing me is a mission. Rise up if you wanna stay alive. Get born, go to school, go to work, then you die.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri, AltRockRadio.ca, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, RootaRooRadio.com on the beaches of San Diego, California, AltRock, I did that one already, I'm bad at this intro, xrpradio.co.uk in Hamilton. You know, this is going to be a day. xrpradio.co.uk in Birmingham, United Kingdom. I've completely messed this up. buildthescene.com/radio here in Leechburg, Pennsylvania. This is episode number 610. And with me tonight are the gentlemen from Beast Brigade. And they will be joining me right now. And nobody's laughing. Thank you.
Hey, hello, hello.
We were laughing before we came on.
YouTube peeps.
So I really butchered the intro. That'll give you an idea of how this is going to go tonight.
Just fine with us, man.
So first of all, why don't you guys introduce yourselves and what you do in the band so everyone knows how that works with you.
My name's Jeff Shiro. I'm a drummer.
My name is Dave Climo. I play the guitar.
My name's Dan Climo, and I play bass.
And my name is Rich Dombrowski. I'm lead vocals and keyboards.
So I'm going to start off with the cliche question, and there aren't very many of those on this show, but where did the band name come from?
We actually was going to call it, me and my brother got the nickname in high school, and we're identical twins, as the Beast Brothers. So, you know, we was always bigger guys. We wrestled, and that was our nickname. And we got into powerlifting later on in life, and we were always called the Beast Brothers. So I was going to actually call it Beast Brothers, but we looked online. There was like a lot of Beast Brothers things going on.
And I don't think they were bands. I think there were other things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like companies or whatnot, so we decided not to call it the Beast Brothers, and we went with Brigade instead.
So that's where Beast Brigade came from.
All right, enough of that cliche stuff. Let's go with, all right, so earlier off the air, I brought up the story where we kind of walked past each other at a show when you were loading out. let's say you're loading out at a gig and you come upon a DeLorean with its door open and has a flux capacitor. So clearly you're going to climb in and you're going to go back in time to check out a band that you never got to see. What band are you going to try and go hang out with? And each of you can answer that.
I'm going to, well, it won't be that far back in time because I was still born, but I want to go back to 1969 to the Woodstock Festival. That's exactly where I've been there years later, but I would love to have been there. I was only 9 years old when it was happening. But that's where I would have loved to have been.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of hard to top that one. If I had to say anything, I'd want to be on the same street Kiss was on. where they got going.
I'd say for me, Led Zeppelin all the way. The original lineup. I've seen the 94 the Plant Page tour, but no quarter tour. But I'd have to see the original lineup for sure. I didn't get a chance to see them.
Yeah, there's so many to pick from, but I'm going to give Beatles their prop. With today's technology, I would love to see them live. You know, back then they had hardly any equipment, and I think that'd be pretty awesome to see the Beatles today, full throttle.
Sticking with the movie theme, you guys have all seen, now I'm going to blank on the name of the stupid movie. It's based on, you know what?
I'm a movie buff, so give me a hint.
It's, I can't even think of the band name now.
Not Rockstar?
You're talking about Spinal Tap?
Rockstar, yes.
Rockstar, Mark Wahlberg. That was filmed in Pittsburgh.
All right, so.
Severina was in there.
If you were in that same situation where you could end up being in taking a spot in a band that you idolized, what band would you be joining?
Mine would be Van Halen because I love Eddie Van Halen as my idol. Yeah. So mine would be the Van Halen band, but not that I can play like them, but that's where I'd want to be.
I'll stick with Kiss again.
You and I are going to get along, just so you know. This answers.
Well, I do not sing like Robert Plant, but I'm also a drummer. That was my first instrument that I ever played. So if I was going to do that, I'd have to say I'd take John Bonham's spot, but I can't touch his drums, though.
And like I said, there's so many before us, but I would stick in the White Snake days. They were really ripping it up back in the day. Tommy Aldridge.
All right, so one more movie-esque question. So there's that scene in Forrest Gump where he's sitting on the bench with his box of chocolates and that person sits down and he talks that person's ear off. So you're sitting on the bench with the box of chocolates and your musical idol sits down next to you. What one question are you asking that person and who is it?
Wow, that's a hard one.
Yeah, you know, I'll just say if it's Gene Simmons, hey Gene, mind if I come up and play a song? You just take a back seat.
I met Gene Simmons. I'll tell you about that off the air.
Unfortunately, my musical idol is not living today, and that's Eddie Van Halen. But I would say, Eddie, can you strike me a guitar?
Nice. We do have a DeLorean. Don't forget.
Yeah. I'm sort of stuck on that. I can't answer that one. I don't know who I would choose or what I'd even say.
I'd probably be so dumbfounded. I'd be like, duh, 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 duh. I'm
like, oh. Well, that's kind of normal for you though, Rich, ain't it?
Yeah.
So, Chris Thunderwolf Dotson, I don't know if you guys can see your screen. I just popped up his comment saying hello. He owns a company that does finishing on instruments. And actually, you mentioned striping your guitar like Van Halen. I have seen him do that.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
I actually have three versions of the striped. I got the 5150 version. I got the white and black one. And I got the Bumblebee version. A good friend of mine, he's a car painter. He paints guitars, and he painted three of them for me. I got three Kramer guitars, And I gave them to him 20 years ago, and he painted them off for me. They're, like, excellent. So I actually have those Kramer versions. They're not licensed versions, but they're my buddy painted them for me, and they're professional looking all the way.
Nice. With the other 30 guitars he owns. Both of them. Him and his brother and got
did,
a slew.
And I did just buy the Shark a year ago that they released the EVH Shark, and I bought it. And that's one of my favorite guitars.
Well, since we brought up guitars, Chris popped in. I do want to drop real quick. It's wolfscustoms.online is his website. He is a sponsor of Build the Scenes radio station, so we'll pop that in there real quick. One of the sponsors, there's plenty of them, and you guys are probably familiar with a lot of them. Like Utah is on there with Shady Lady Productions, and 97.7 Grassroots Show is one of them. First Angel Media, there's a whole slew of them. But as my brain is working today, I'm not going to be able to get through all of them. So what is your favorite piece of equipment that you use on stage and why? They all look at each other.
I have this huge monster of a Yamaha keyboard, the 655 or something like that model. And man, it's massive. It's like 50 pounds. It's heavy as hell, but man, it puts out all the sounds that I need for it. So, in this album that we did, I used several different sounds on a couple of the tracks. So, that's a cool ass keyboard, though.
Me, I play nothing but Fender basses, and each one I buy I like better than the next one. But I've been playing Fenders for years now. I started off with that, and I went off a bunch of other stuff later. Still a bunch of good basses, but I went back to Fender, and I like them all. I play a lot of the P basses, which I like. I just bought this Player Series one I really like a lot. And for me, it's Fender basses, and I like them all.
And for me, it's Gibson guitars, always been, but it's Gibson Explorers. I'm just a bigger guy, and I just gravitated to the Explorer, and I love it. I just love the way it feels, the way it plays, and I've always played them for a long time now. So Gibson Explorers all the way for me.
I have always played, when I was playing real heavy back in the day, I had everything from a Slinger in it and the Yamaha, but I like Pearl Customs. There's a long story behind a set I got now, but it's an awesome set. It's vintage. It's over 40 years old. It looks brand new. I love it. The guys don't like it because it got the kickers twice as long as it should be, but I like the look. It's an old vintage set.
A lot of room on stage.
So Metallica has played in Antarctica. Kiss has played in the ocean to sharks. What non-normal venue would you guys like to play at? So you can pick any place that you think would be cool to play at.
What venue we would like to play at?
Yep. Doesn't have to be a real venue like Antarctica and
I'm gonna start off Waikiki Beach in Hawaii.
Nice.
Woodstock.
I think where Kiss performed that in Dubai.
Yeah.
At that hotel. That would be a cool place to perform at.
Also, I believe Kiss did a show on a boat in New York, right?
On a
barge.
They were
under a bridge or something.
Yeah, they were on a barge.
That would be pretty wild. Yeah.
Maybe one other place would be the rooftop that the Beatles did their jam at. I think it was like 1970 on top of Apple Records, that building. Did you ever see the Get Back video?
I have not watched that.
They're looking down at you. They're all four.
They were on top of this.
Wasn't
top
that
of the
actually
building
their last live performance?
Yeah, that was their very last performance. Yeah. Live performance they had, but they set all up out there and they started playing, and then cops got. They were trying to get upstairs to shut them down and everything, and it was pretty cool. But there's a good documentary out. It's on Disney Plus, I believe. It's called Get Back. It's all about the Beatles. It's like three different segments. There's like hour and a half, 2 hours each segment, and it's all about leading up into this performance, but it was pretty cool.
If they made a rockumentary about Beast Brigade, who would play each of you?
Give me a chance to think.
Wow, I have no idea. I don't know who would play me.
Jason Momoa. And he actually plays bass guitar.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Yeah, I don't even know who looks like me that I could say it. it sort of looks like
that's me. A rough one.
See, my hair is in a ponytail right now, and I look totally different when I'm on stage and I do today. So I wear headbands the whole bit, but really, he got the long hair, and I could be his dad.
Yeah, I couldn't answer that one. That's a rough one. I don't know.
I just don't think there's an actor that could play me. I'll go with that.
Oh man, I don't know. Maybe the guy that plays on Ozark, Jason.
Bateman.
Jason Bateman. Maybe he would sort of look semi close to me, I guess, to play me.
Okay, so I want to know about an embarrassing moment that's happened on stage. It could be with this band or a different band you were in, but you can't tell me something you did that was embarrassing. You have to tell me something that someone else did that embarrassed you.
I could start with that one, I think.
Do, man.
Well, other than playing in bands, I'm also in the barbershop music. I sing with the barbershop chorus and I direct one. And the one chorus, we had a performance in front of these, I think it was like it was the Moose Club or one of those things. And we have a bunch of older men in, and the guy, this one guy, he was right dead center, first row, and his pants dropped. We had tux pants, and they dropped right down, and he's standing there in his Gucci's, and he didn't even know it. And he finished the whole rest of the song that way. And then we're like, hey, pull your pants up. it was hilarious. I mean, we joked with him for years after that one, but he passed away this past year. So we can't joke about that anymore, I guess. But that was a fun and embarrassing thing for the chorus.
One thing I can think of is we were in the band Zilch. We owned up for Jackal. And after we owned up for him, we were asked to kind of be their bodyguards. So we kind of had to stand in front of the stage while they were playing. And Jesse James all night was sticking picks to my head and slapping me in the head. And I was just like, I was embarrassed. I was like, man, why am I doing this? You know, I just opened up for the guy. Now, you know, he's slapping picks on my head.
And unfortunately for me, some of my times I really couldn't spit it on the radio. So I'm going to take the fifth on that one.
I can't really think of nothing.
All right. So this next question it's metaphorical. So don't read into how I'm asking it. So you're at a crossroads waiting for the devil to show up so you can sell your soul to gain something musically. What is there that you still want that you haven't reached yet as a musician?
$1 million.
I would just love to have my name in the music books, you know, for this decade or whatever. That'd be awesome.
I think another octave higher to be able to sing.
Being a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Speaking of books, I was teaching social studies a couple years ago, which I don't do anymore, thankfully. And I was flipping through the fifth grade book, and there's a picture of this guy who died in the 50s who looked exactly like my college roommate. So I called him and asked him what he was doing in the history book. So if I was flipping through a history book and I found your band, Beast Brigade, in that, Why are you there?
That last one kind of like delay there.
Why would you be in a history book as a band?
It's your band.
You're in it.
That's a rough one.
Well, we're probably older than most.
Yeah, our age.
Still doing it. Our age, and we're still doing it.
Yep, we're loving it.
This question is more of a new question to the show. What is the best pizza that you've had because you were in a band, whether it was on your way to a show, at a show, or on your way home?
Well, that's a good one for me and my brother, because for 25 years, we owned our own pizza restaurant.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Climbo's Pizza and Chicken back when we owned it.
There you go. That was an awesome store restaurant you guys had, your family had.
And there was a place up the mall, they got rid of them. It was called Anthony's Pizza. It was real greasy, New York style. I like that. But I'm sure the Climbo's made a hell of a pizza, too.
Yeah, well, since Dave picked our place, I'll go with something else. Buzzy's Pizza used to be in Rochester, or maybe it still is. I don't know. Are they close? But Buzzy's Pizza was good.
Before we get too far into the show, so we are going to feature your song Big Bad Scary. Do you guys have a story you can tell me about it before we play it?
It's about Bigfoot. Me and my brother have always been fascinated with the Bigfoot stories and the... Yeah, it's just Bigfoot. It's like werewolves, the whole bit.
Yeah, werewolves. You
know? That's where Beast Brigade falls around. It doesn't just have to be a Bigfoot creature. We're always... With the werewolf, for me, was probably one of my favorites. So
we was always into the creature movies when we were young. Growing up, we would always watch those kind of movies, you know, Creature from the Black Lagoon, and, you know, then Bigfoot came about, and we was always fascinated with it. So, you know, when we formed this band, that was kind of the center of the band. So,
see, now I feel like...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Now I feel like I have to promote another business. There's a drive-in a couple miles from here called Riverside Drive-In, and they do two shows, one in April and one in September. The one in April is called April Ghouls, and I can't remember the one in September's name right now, but they take the original films on the reels, and they play those B-horror movies, and it's like $10 a night, and I will send that information to you guys so you can check it out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But real quick, the road we're on is called Climbo Lane, and there's about 6 Bigfoot cutouts. If you look at the back of our CD, there's a Bigfoot behind us, so you can tell we're Bigfoot.
I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah, not from there. You have to come closer. There you go. Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah, there are about 6-7 of them cut out all around this area, man. There, so everyone around here is in a Bigfoot. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't see that till after the picture was taken.
And the funny thing about that is, I this is in my backyard. Me and my wife was coming home from a vacation, and I'm pulling up my hill. There, I see this Bigfoot cut out by the tree. Here, my brother-in-law cut it out, and he stuck it there, and I didn't even know it.
Do you think it was real at first?
So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to Big Bad Scary by Beast Brigade, and we are also going to listen to I think Winter's Descent's new song, Black Magic Symphony, which I have not played on the show yet. We did play it on Friendly Fire a couple weeks ago on XRP Radio. They're not really a match genre-wise, but they're two new songs to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, so we're going to do that. We're going to listen to Black Magic Symphony. We're going to follow it up with Beast Brigade's Big Bad Scary, and we'll be right back.
Distressions that sang the words with me. For save. See you soon.
So you just heard Black Magic Symphony by Winter's Descent, and right after that, you heard Big Bad Scary by Beast Brigade, who are hanging out with me tonight. And off the air, just a little bit ago, you were telling me about the other members that have been involved with the recording process. Do you want to mention those names now so we can give them some accolades?
Yes, David Van Kirk. He did lead singing on three of the tracks, I believe. Mark Ponsonby from the Borstal Boys, he did two songs on the CD. Rich Dombrowski over here, he sang a couple tracks, and he plays keyboards on like three or four of the tunes.
It's actually about six of them.
I just write them, you know.
There's five or six of them.
Yeah, and backup vocals and stuff. And we have Lori Howes. She does some backup vocals, and she actually harmonizes one with David Van Kirk. I even got my wife Lisa on there. She does some backups with me.
We had fun in the studio.
Yeah, added also to the band, our next CD will be Tim Hayes. He's been with us, and we play with him in The Villain. And he's going to be he's also going to be
part and he's going to be he's going to come on when we start doing shows. He's going to we need two guitars, you know, in the studio. I did it all myself, but we're going to need two guitars. And then on the next CD, we're going to actually bring him in on the next CD. They got a bit of big shout out to David Granati at Maplewood Studios for recording the CD. Fantastic job. We've known David and the Granati brothers for years and years, and those guys are just great guys. Chip Demonic, who actually did the mastering for the CD, and he did a fantastic job. And that's Before and After Music Group is what his company is called. So anyone needs a good mastering job on their CD, go check Chip Demonic out. He does a great job. So, so we kept it all home. We're going to send it out down to Tennessee to get it mastered through somebody Dave Granati knew, but we just timing was perfect, and Chip got a hold, you know, put something out. I got a hold of him, and it worked out great. So it's all home.
He did a great job.
Chip has been on. Wow, he's been on this. I think he's been on Three Questions of the Song with me, which is my other podcast, and I've definitely played Chip and the Charge Ups and Chip Demonic both on Friendly Fire. So the fans of the show should be familiar with him. I have not had the Granati brothers on yet, so I may use you guys as a way to entice them.
Oh, they would love to do it, man. They're great guys. They're great.
Yeah, they would love it.
They would love it, man. You know, and me being the Van Halen fan that I am, they did 72 shows with Van Halen, so I'm always picking Dave's brain about Van Halen stories. So, but and I got backstage once with them at a concert back in '98. So,
So this next question is like I call it the official build the scene question, and just a quick explanation. One day I noticed that Dave Grohl is constantly in my YouTube, like in those coming next videos. Like I could go to YouTube and search how to fix my dishwasher, and the next video is either the Foo Fighters or Dave Grohl.
I love the Foo Fighters. They're awesome.
No matter what I search, Dave is on the right.
Yeah.
So the question is, who's your Dave Grohl? In other words, what band do you want to go up on stage with and perform one of their songs? Because the Foo Fighters do that all the time.
I would love to play with Foo Fighters a song called Rope. Very good drum song.
I think I'd have to go up with Metallica.
I'll pick Iron Maiden. Pressure's on. I don't know. I would go with Megadeth, I guess. Do something with them guys.
Nice. All right. So this next question, the first time I ever asked it, it got a title. The band that I asked it of is from Denton, Texas. And the question was, if you could play with any band at any location, who would you play with and where? And their band name is Diesel Beast, so I'm sure you can guess what kind of music they play. And their answer was they wanted to play at Stonehenge with Dio.
Oh, wow.
And then someone pointed out, well, Dio's dead. And I said, well, maybe that's what Stonehenge is for, is to bring Dio back so that you can play with him.
There you go.
So that's the Diesel Beast question. Who would you want to play with and where?
Did you ask what band we'd want to play with?
Yeah.
What band would you want to play with and what where? Location? It could be anywhere.
Is this a past or present band?
We have a DeLorean. You can do whatever you want.
Okay, I'll go with Dio. I love him.
And where at?
Where would I want to play?
Yep.
It wouldn't matter to me. As long as it's on a big stage and it's professionally done, I'm all good.
Well, of course, you guys probably know my answer, and that would be Van Halen as a rhythm guitarist to watch Eddie do his thing. And let's do England, the Castle Donington shows.
I think it means like open up. Huh? We'd be opening up.
Play with the band.
Anyway, it could be opening. It could be on stage with them. It's very vague on purpose.
I'd have to say, since I already mentioned that I'd want to go up with Metallica, I'd have to say Metallica in Pittsburgh this year, since I'm going to the show at PNC Park. 2022 with Metallica.
Okay.
And never forget Ozzy and Randy Rhodes. Awesome combination.
What's that place out? Is it Red River, Red Rock?
Red Rock, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just by seeing the pictures, I would love to play there. And I would do it with, let's say, hey, Kiss.
Hey, so since you keep mentioning Kiss, I haven't asked this question in a while. This is a either or. You ready? Ace, Bruce. Oh, now I'm going to blank on them.
Tommy Thayil.
Tommy. Mark St. John. Vinnie Vincent. Which guitarist do you think belongs on that stage?
I'm always going with Ace, the original.
Yeah, original.
Yeah, Ace.
For sure, Ace.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I've seen Ace play. I've seen Tommy play. I haven't seen the other ones. All right, so let's keep up with the either or here for a moment. David Lee Roth or Sammy?
You know, as much as I love Sammy, he's a great vocalist. But like I said, when Van Halen came out, it's David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
The showman, the raw energy the band put out back then, it's always going to be David Lee Roth for me. I'd go with David as well. It's like, I know he's gotten pretty bad through the years, but back in the days when we've seen him open up for Black Sabbath. These guys were on fire, David included, and I'll never forget that night.
Yeah, I'd have to go with David too. He's one of the greatest rock showmen out there, lead singers. I mean, no doubt about it.
Same here.
All right, so this one's for Dave and Dan. I know that you guys have been in bands together your whole lives. What would it take to split you into a band that your brother's not in?
Well, it's a funny thing you just say that, because Dan has an injured knee right now, and he had it back out of a few shows. And
Just recently.
So
I know, I saw Robbie.
Our buddy Robbie Perrone stepped in, and Robbie's like our little brother. So when I looked over there, it was almost like I was looking at Dan, but I'd look, you know, younger version. You know, Michael, because we consider him like a little brother. So that's the only time we've never been together on stage.
Just like when David Van Kirk was looking for, he goes, who can I get to replace you for a couple shows? And first thing came out of my mouth, Robbie Perrone. Check to see what he's doing. And he was available, and he did. He did a bang up job too. He's a
cool dude and good bass player.
He's a class act.
Robbie learned 30 songs in 2 days to do that first gig with the Villain. Where another project that we're all in right now taking part of. But yeah, Robbie learned 30 songs in 2 days time. It's like,
as far as the rest goes, if I couldn't play with Dave, say something happened, I would take a break for a while, and then I would maybe connect with these guys later on, but I wouldn't do nothing right at first.
I feel like we need to mention Robbie's business endeavor after.
Absolutely, because he's making Beast Brigade shirts right now as we speak.
It's EndeavorAfterLLC.com.
Yeah, yes.
That one I won't forget, because I made that website, so that one's stuck in my head. there's a lot of them out there that I can make that claim on. But let's see. How about like two more questions, and then I'll let you guys go for the night.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Not including those two that I told you I would ask at the end.
Right.
What, and this can be from any project that you guys have been in. This question isn't a far stretch right now, but imagine that there was an apocalyptic event and only a handful of humans survive, and one song from any band that each of you has been in. So each of you can answer this question. One song from a band you have been in can survive and help repopulate the earth. And you may really read into that last part however you would like. I see the smile there.
You got me stumped on that one.
Oh, I got the answer to that one. I'd say Slide It In by Whitesnake.
Ah, but it should be a band that you performed.
Oh, that I've been in. Oh, yeah. Man. Okay, I got to think about original this one. Song. An original song you're talking about.
I mean, it could be something as blatant as what you just said, or it could have to do with, you know, the bass line in the song, or...
Wow. I don't know. I'm not really sure about this one.
Well, me and Dan happened to be, we actually were in quite a few bands that actually recorded CDs. But I tell you what, I'm going to go with this band, the song Melody of Life, because that song is about music. And so it's fitting. And I actually wrote it for my wife. And it's just that's a fitting song for that question you just asked.
I agree with that one.
I'll go with Heavy Metal Fever. That's from
South Park.
Just Plain Nasty.
Yeah. Well, Just Plain Nasty is a band that Dave, Dan, and I were in back in 93, 94, and we started it back up, and it's like a side project right now again for us. But one of the songs from then was one of our past guitar players from there, When Will I by Brian Boer. That was a great song, and I think that would be an awesome song to bring to help repopulate the earth, I guess.
This one is probably going to be tough, but I'm going to ask it. If you, as a group, were going to put together a supergroup to manage, which means none of you can be in it from this music scene, who would you piece together to make a band that you think would be worth managing?
Wow. That's a tough one. It is a tough one.
They all got to be living?
No, we still have a DeLorean.
Okay.
I'd put John Bonham on drums for sure. He's just one of the best drummers ever. I'd probably piece him with David Coverdale on vocals, Eddie Van Halen on guitar.
You took mine.
And
you can still say it.
What was the name of the bass player from Metallica Rudy Sarge that passed away? Cliff Burton. I put those guys together.
And me, I'm going to stay with Ozzy and Randy Rhodes, Tommy Aldridge, and Rudy Sarzo. I'm not a guitar pro, but Randy Rhodes just impresses me. He went out too early. I'd love to see 10 years later what he was writing. That's my all-star band.
I'd start off with Steve Harris on bass. Drum-wise,
wow. Me?
Yeah, we'll go with Shiro.
Get my prop.
Vocal wise, got to be Ronnie James Dio. Guitar wise, Eddie Van Halen, and
still my guy.
Yeah, well, he's just a man.
Yeah.
And so let's see here. I guess that cover everybody.
Drums.
I got a drummer. I did say a drummer. Yeah, I said Shiro.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. that's a lie.
There's got to be a rhythm guitarist in there somewhere though. So who else? There's so good many drum. Guys. I don't know who to pick from. God. Rhythm guitar. So let's go with Dave Mustaine. So,
yeah, of course, I'm going to go with two guitar players. That's going to be Eddie Van Halen and Randy Rhodes. Drummer, Alex Van Halen. Bass player, I'm going to go with Glenn Hughes from Purple. And then lead singer, I'm going to go with... that guy from Steelheart, and I can't remember his name, Mike somebody. So I'll go with that.
Cool. All right. So here's those. And we started with the generic question. We're going to end with two generic questions. Where can people find your – well, you already answered that one, where they can find your music. But where can they find you online in general?
pretty much just Facebook at this point right now. We don't have a website or anything like that, but we are on Facebook. We'll probably eventually get on Instagram and things like that as well. But
this just started moving pretty quick for us, so we're getting organized.
And I just signed us up to put us on the digital service. So in 4 weeks from now, we'll be on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. Our music will be on all those. So look for us in about a month. But for now, like I said, the SoundCloud, they can check out our samples on SoundCloud. Facebook, they can order the CD if they want.
Or come to any villain show and you can get a CD there too, personal.
If you're local.
If you're local. Or we can send it to you.
Yeah.
And lastly, what do you guys have coming up? It could be any of your projects.
We're playing this coming week at Bonnybrook Clubhouse.
The villain band.
Yeah, with the villain band. Up by the Butler area way.
And just to clarify, pretty much everybody in the villain band is also in this band. So,
yeah, the villain band, Shy is the mainstay drummer in the villain band, but he had foot surgery. Two parts in December.
About 5 months ago. Yeah, February. I'm still healing up a little bit.
I've been one of the drummers filling in for Shy on the villain. So I'm going to be playing this gig coming up. And then Shy and I are going to be splitting. He's going to start getting back into it again in April. So we got a couple gigs that him and I are going to be splitting the shows on. But
Plus, in May, we're going to be on the 97.7 Rock Station.
The Grassroots.
The Grassroots show will be on with Utah and Bob.
Are you guys going to be live in the studio for that one, or are you doing the phone in?
No, we'll be there.
We'll be there.
Nice. I've been on it a couple of times, but always by phone.
Yeah.
And then we got a couple Conneaut with the villain band, a couple Conneaut shows coming up. And then that's some June, outdoor. That's
July, right?
Yeah, July. And it's an outdoor thing. That's a nice, so it's like a 3 or 4 day festival. So
yeah, that band there is playing out about every weekend. So we're pretty busy there.
Do you have a Facebook page for that band too?
Yeah, if you look up facebook.com/, I think it's The Villain. The Villain. So, and you should be able to find it there. And I think he has all the dates listed that are coming up here.
I spell villain wrong all the time. Is it A I N?
I A N.
No,
it's A I N. It's A I N. Oh, okay.
I know. I spelled that way too, Bill, so don't feel bad.
The villain.
So we have facebook.com/thevillain or Facebook. Yeah. MySpace and Facebook had a kid. Facebook.com Beast Brigade Band.
Right. That's us, yes.
Correct.
All right. So I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me on episode 610.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for taking time for us, guys. And we'll be here anytime you need us.
Thank you so much, Bill. We appreciate it.
Yep, absolutely.
Right, hang out for a moment because I did say I had some stories for you.
All right.
Everyone else, you've been listening to episode 610. You're about to hear some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. When you hear John, the American Hill, Jack Lane tell you about subscribing and leaving comments, you'll know that you're at the end of the show. That doesn't mean that you should leave the station that you're listening to. Those stations are supporting the bands on the show. So stay there. Give them a little bit of support. Who knows? Maybe you'll find your favorite unsigned band or just another band you'd like to follow. My name is Bill. Check us out each Friday at 8 p.m. on buildascene.com and on buildascene.com. You can also find our other shows, Friendly Fire and Three Questions and a Song. I will catch you next time. There's no time to make a man.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.